I think I would take them back to that Luke 11 passage where Jesus says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. You say, yeah, my father was evil. He didn't give me good gifts at all. Well, through him you received life. But then that passage goes on to say, how much more will your Heavenly Father not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And what Jesus is underscoring there is that our Father in heaven receives his identity not from our sinful earthly fathers whose loves fail, but rather he receives his identity from his own nature. God is love, free, unconditional, selfless, self-giving love, so great that it moved him to sacrifice his own son in love for us and for our salvation, that we might know that we always have a heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior, who will never abandon us, never fail us, never turn his face away from us, and one to whom we can always cry out in every time of need.